Continue our time today of being in the Word of God, being with God. I'd like to ask you to please open to the book of Colossians once again as we move into the second chapter of our series here. Colossians 2, verses 1 through 7. I will be making the last two verses, 6 and 7, really the focus of our time in God's Word this morning, but the other verses will certainly help us to understand those better. So let's give our due attention to the Word of God. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Colossae. "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in the true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive argument. For even though I am absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude." Let's pray together. Father, we ask as we come before your holy word once again today that you would take these sacred truths, and we pray that they would be reflected in the life of this congregation, its people, that you would bless us to this end of truly being those who know Christ and walk with Him. Help us to that end, we pray, O Father. In Jesus we ask it. Amen. Well, the church must never lose sight of its goal. We've been talking lately about the goal of gospel preaching and reaching the goal. And today we want to talk more about that, attaining to that goal. And what is that goal? What's the goal? What's the aim of the church? Well, it is to make disciples of Jesus Christ. That is our goal, those who glorify Him, those who know Him. It's the great commission that Jesus gave the church to go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. It was His last words, really, that He gave to His church as He departed. And He said to her, "If you're faithful to that end, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." And so where a church is making disciples unto Jesus Christ, that is where Jesus is. That's where He is alive and working and blessing His people. And it's really these verses of our focus this morning, verses 6 and 7, that really echo this call to practice discipleship within the context of a local church, even as it defines for us what a disciple is. "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith through the instruction which you have been given." These are verses